hear that, does not want that shame brought about or brought to the dignity of the whole. Therefore, the self-esteem of that one member is sacrificed to protect the self-esteem of the whole. And in the process of that, the elders have made a decision out of elder wisdom that says this would destroy us. So we cannot allow you, the individual, to harm us. And that's the way it is. What happens is that oftentimes the individual, it's like a spell is cast, and that person says, okay, well, maybe it never happened. Okay, right, it never happened. All right, you're right, it didn't bother me that. No, I must have done something. That's it, I did something to deserve. Yeah, that's what I just was a bad little boy, a bad little girl. You start doing something because your inner self very much knows there's been a violation. What happens is, let's go back to what I was saying earlier, that when I bring up the first stage of what is self-esteem and how you have met yourself on the road of wound, your immediate instinct is to recognize that. And oftentimes when the self says, I don't fit in the collective anymore, it's time for me to go, what is your indicator is that you need to start with healing. The self births itself in a birth canal, and it's through the birth pains. The birth pains are literally pain, and it's when your psyche says, it's time to be born, and I have to give you some birth pains. And then you have to get through the canal of the tribal collective and come out and form, discover, and birth the self. Now, that process is incredibly vulnerable because as you come into the self, you inherently know your life is going to change. You have to change the rules. That for the first time, and here we go, the self means a redefinition that the whole of your family, in fact, you, were unaware of words you've never used before. Suddenly, self-empowerment, self-regard, self-discovery, self-healing, self-everything. But now take a look at somebody, at a group, who has no idea what it's like to take on their life alone yet. They've not gotten there. And in fact, what you're doing seems to be a real slap in the face. Remember that if you live in the paradigm that pride is based on how well you bring pride back to your family. See, you wanted me to do this and I did it. See, you wanted me to get a PhD and I did it. Then when your sense of pride becomes based on, I'm nothing like you, you have seriously changed the rules. When you jump out and say, you know what, my family was this religion, my family believed this, my family did this, and I pride myself on not being contained within that religion and not being like this, your sense of pride of self becomes on being anything but like them. Do you see how peculiar that is? And that right there is conflict territory. So that there is high risk to deciding I need to move forward with my own empowerment, my own healing, and that there's risk to it because there is. And as I was talking with this friend, going back to that point, she was saying that she was at a point in her life where her career is beginning to emerge. And going back several years, her career had started to emerge once before. In fact, twice before. But it got sidetracked. And it always got sidetracked because her sense of self wasn't strong enough. And she lived under that thought that she had to have a knight take care of her as the princess, to put it in archetypal language. Well, you know, knights like to put their princesses in castles. That's their thing. when the princess says, can I buy my own castle? I want a big castle, bigger than yours. You know, it just doesn't work that way very easily. So what happened was there was a tremendous amount of repression, because if you look at, and this is so interesting, if you look at the life stories of people like Patsy Cline or Tina Turner or even Cher or a lot of the women who are so well known for having relationships in which as soon as their power began to peak, their husbands began to beat them down. Now, this is not to emphasize marital relationships. Let me make this clear. But rather to use people whose names are familiar to emphasize points that show as soon as a sense of self and empowerment kicks in, you will generally threaten the people around you who have engaged with you in a power dynamic in which you have been more acquiescent, in which you have played the role of pleaser far more than the one demanding to be pleased. And I'm telling you, you're going to go through a stage, if you're not already there, at which you think, I'm really hurting because you want that other person to really applaud or really go along with you or really support you. But you've got to understand that what you are saying at a symbolic, at an archetypal, at a very real level is, I'm changing my relationship with you. By the time I'm done, there'll be no more saying please. There'll be no more asking permission. By the time I'm done with my personal development, the rules are going to be 100% different. And that's very threatening. Now, let's introduce for a moment why self-esteem has come to play and is playing such a major role in the spiritual process of the Western culture at this time, because it's crucial to understand that. Contemporary spirituality is about personal development, but developing any relationship with God, what is that about?